Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for that people live more creatively, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, human being and great spirit of the universe has the common points. Well, the same ability that we are given from the great spirit of the universe. And there are several of them, but one of them is that creativity, that we are given the ability of as a creator. Yes, that creation is that something that it didn't exist before, to create something new. And if you hear the word to create something new, you think about invention or the novel writing, and composing music, art, etc. And you also, we usually have this image that somebody who has a rich heart create the something, create some art or invention because they have the rich heart. Like image that they have enough satisfaction in life, but so rich heart, so create something more. Well, however, but it is actually its opposite. People who create something new is that people who is so thirsty, who is so suffering, so thirsty about something that's thirsty in the heart, starvation with the heart. Same as the spiritual masters. You might think that Jesus and all Buddhas had enough rich, fulfilled with the great love and enlightenment, so they started teaching. But it's because they suffer so much, they are so starving in the spirit, thirsty in the spirit, that's why they had to discover the something, the great, the huge spirit that they can feel to be, that they are fulfilled. And then finally, they started to share it after they discovered. Well, those creators are the people who has carried suffering, pain in the heart. And this pain of the heart and suffer are actually, in the other hand, they carried or the suffer of the human being. The error of the human being, error of the suffer, suffer of the error, etc., is because, as I talked several times, that in a human being are sharing the karma, sharing the suffering, sharing the pain of the heart deep inside in our subconsciousness. Therefore, if you deeply dig dig your subconsciousness. You reach to the common suffering of the human being, which is in Araya conscious. And creators are near there, who are connected to the that level of the subconsciousness. Well, who carries the pain doesn't mean that all of them become a creator or positive creator. Some people become self-destructive by, for example, taking drugs and etc. because of the pain of the heart. And some people just be a criminal. Well, actually, those criminals are usually to express their pain of the heart, wishing to give the same pain to others, same pain as they are feeling. Some are psychopaths and nothing to do with the pain of the heart. Well, this is another subject, so I'll not talk about this anymore about this now. And some people, just because of the pain of the heart and suffer, just wanting somebody to take care of him or her. It really depends by the ambition of the person, how wish to deal with the pain of the heart. For example, there's one man who were told, who were called that the most, who received most abused by the parent. There's a book that he wrote. I think the title was The Boy, The Child Who Was Called It. Parents didn't even call his name. Anyway, he could survive because just before he could be killed, he was rescued by, I think, social welfare people. And now he works, he's American, he works for the Air Force or something, and helping the abused child as a volunteer. What I want to say is that creativity is, it's a matter of how to transform the pain of the heart as the human being. Human being world is a place of the world to experience the pain and how to transform it to the creativity. All painful experiences you will have in your life is the materials that you are given by the great spirit of the universe. Okay, how to cook it? There also, in the materials, there's also salt, also chili, peppers. How to cook the nice meal with the materials you've been given and can present to the people for other people to have it and let them enjoy it and fulfill the nutrition. It's up to the ambition. It's up to you. Ambition. Your ambition. Yes, I repeat again, the creativity is a matter of how to transform the suffer, how to transform the pain of the heart, that suffer that you experience I live as a human being. And we humans are told that each day we produce the mind, 84,000 mind a day. Well, that's in Buddhist say, and some brain scientists, something say similar. How to transform the mind, each mind that coming up to transform to the positivity, to create, transform to the beautiful story. In that way, your life will be an art. Life is not a place to calculate merit or demerit. Life is a place to transform the pain to the painful experience to the beautiful story. Make your life an art.